Leading the news this morning, Rupert Murdoch's newspapers, including his Australian publications, will now have to fend for themselves. News Corporation has confirmed it's splitting the company into two. It's hiving off its lucrative film and television businesses from its poorer performing newspapers. The United States Supreme Court has upheld President Barack Obama's historic health care reforms. It's ruled the president's policy to extend health insurance to around 32 million Americans is constitutional. But it was close. Four of the nine judges voted against the ruling. The politicians have failed. Now Julia Gillard is hoping an expert panel can find a way to break the stalemate over asylum seekers. The Senate rejected a bill to allow offshore processing late yesterday. The panel will be headed by former Defence Force Chief Angus Houston. It only has about 6 weeks to report back before Parliament resumes in August, but the opposition has dismissed the plan, saying what's needed is action. Another asylum seeker boat, meanwhile, has been intercepted off Christmas Island. The boat was found west-southwest of the island last night. The boat's 44 passengers will be taken to the island for health, identity and security checks. British police have stepped up the pressure on Julian Assange to give himself up. They've served the WikiLeaks founder with an extradition notice. Mr. Assange has been holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London since last week. He's seeking asylum to avoid being sent to Sweden to face sexual assault allegations.